This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is it. These are zombies.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This is it. By the Strokes. Let's put it on to... I'm not going to go around. But this is the final entry of season one. So
our 2.5 or 2 year season.
Yep. Season one of Monster in My Podcast is now coming to an end.
Yep.
With an exploration of the cranberry zombies.
Yep.
It's in our heads. Hard. Yep.
Yeah. So this is as good as any to go out on.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is good. You know, zombies are good.
Yeah. It's always strange, right? Because I forget that in D&D zombies are not a contagion, right? In my head. Zombies are like Resident Evil, like they're part of a pestilence, right?
Yeah, George Romero.
Yeah,
they've been that way for a long time.
Yeah, and here they're like they're the servants of necromancers, like they are corpses that have been reanimated in whatever state they happen to be in.
Yeah, like they show up when you cast Animate Dead,
right?
If you don't get skeletons, you get these guys, and they form like they're a slightly tougher version of a skeleton,
right?
With a different weakness, like instead of being, you know, weak to blunt, they're, you know, strong to blunt,
right?
You know, I think the so there's not like a whole lot to them, but there's such a classic thing, like I can't be mad at zombies.
No,
like the same way I'm mad at specters. Like these are a fine undead,
right?
You know, I will actually take a zombie over most ghouls, ghasts, and wights.
Yes,
you know, as far as corporeal undead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like they are definitely cannon fodder, but they can be used, I think, in interesting ways, whereas most of those other undead end up being so specifically prescribed to no real end.
Yes. Yeah. These guys are to a purpose.
Right.
And also just like, again, super classic.
Right. Right.
You know, and then just like, you know, zombies are typically found near graveyards, dungeons, and other charnel places.
Yeah.
Love it. You know, just
there's some real metal kind of snippets in this.
Mm-hmm.
we're going to get to those when we talk about them, about some of the sub varieties. Yeah.
Yeah. They're stinky boys, though.
Yeah, you can smell it from like 100 yards away or 100 feet away.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, there's no stealth zombie.
No,
which is like sounds like a. I bet you if I put that in the iOS store right now, I'll find some asset flip nonsense.
Yeah.
So
big games, juju zombies. This seems to be like a. I mean, like by being juju, it has to be like a voodoo kind of thing, right?
Yes, this is the classic like white zombie.
Yeah,
zombie. This is more human than human.
Right.
This is what happens when you
Thunderkiss 65.
Yeah, this is when you Thunderkiss 65, right? In the back of your Dragula. The so this is not that interesting. You know, this is the zombie that comes from chemicals. This is the zombie that happens in real life.
Right. Right.
You know, really close to you.
Here it's like, oh, if you kill somebody by energy drain, there's a chance that it'll come back as this. As like they're slightly more kind of capable.
They're intelligent. Like, yeah, they're more like living things. They can understand use, sentences, like,
tools and stuff.
And visually, like the skin is hard and gray and leathery. Like that gray skin, kind of like paler version, is very similar to the you know, the old voodoo zombies.
Yeah,
they're listed.
So. Yeah, so fine. Zombie lord, very cool.
I like the zombie lord quite a bit.
Yeah.
There's another little eye-catching chart in this. So I'm going to give you an effect. Here.
Okay.
And this is going to be an effect that that you can do.
Okay.
Okay. This is an effect that's going to happen to you because the last episode, let's celebrate. So
okay.
I'm going to say you get number 4. You can do contagion. That's real good.
Oh, that's very good. Contagion is a very good spell.
That's real good. So you could really like screw over huge swaths of the population.
Yeah.
With this. I've done hit random 4 times and it keeps coming up with 4 and a Rosencrantz and Guildenstern-esque like nightmare effect.
You're caught in the valley.
I did enough times where eventually gave me 2, so I get to cause disease.
Oh, like a worse version of mine.
Yeah, like not quite as good.
Right.
Like you can give people like, you know, Ebola, and stuff, and I can give people like bad cold.
This really knocks you out for a couple of days.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna make you call into work, read a book, Netflix.
Watch The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like the real MVP in that chart is a -1 point of constitution. Like that will fuck somebody up. Yeah,
that will fuck somebody up. Or character instantly dies and becomes a zombie under the control of the zombie lord.
I mean, yeah, okay.
that's pretty fucked up too. Yeah. I should like to do that. Like if I could like just instantly, you know,
just utterly destroy somebody's ego.
Yeah, and have them return to my control as the zombie lord.
Yeah,
I think I'd be all right with that.
As the person you work with, I really don't want that to happen because you might turn it on me.
I'm not going to do it to you.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't do it to you.
Yeah.
I would do it to probably Ira Glass.
Oh, okay. Just take him down a peg.
His head from Maximum Fun. Yeah. Just like essentially just to like thin out the competition.
Okay. Yeah.
Like what if This American Life was under Duck Feet then?
Well, a real turn of fortune. Wow.
Yeah. Don't stay sweet, Ira. Don't tell him. I'm just like, yes, Cole. I think that we should have our show under your network. Wow.
So zombie lords, yes. These are like evil people who fail a resurrect check. When Raised Dead is cast. Here we have one of these amazing descriptions. The odor of vile corruption and rotting meat hangs about them, and carrion feeding insects often buzz about them to dine on the bits of flesh and ichor that drop from their bodies.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend's back.
Yep. Zombie lords seek out places of death as lairs. They live in old graveyards or sites of tremendous battles. Any place there may be bodies to animate and feast upon. Very, very cool.
The regions around their lairs are often littered with the decaying bodies half eaten of those who have tried to confront the foul beast.
One of the things I like about the zombie lord is opposed to just making a ghast, like this is not just an upjumped. Like this is like the zombie gets to like king me.
Right.
You know, like it is like a low level undead that like this is like skeleton lord and we all like skeleton lord.
Right. Right. No, definitely. You know? It comes back. It's got all of his intelligence, like his body is wasting away.
Yeah.
But like he's got his faculties about him.
Like he's kind of like a sad lich.
Yeah.
Like this is like the average lich.
Yeah.
Like this is licher than the average lich. This is what happens when you like you're like lich minus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the sea zombie, which somehow ends up being not terrible.
It's not terrible, even though I do feel like it's very fitting for the season to end on like a shitty water variant of like something that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like so, they're not terrible.
No. So they quickly start referring to them as drowned ones, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, these are just people who went overboard, bloated, and came back as zombies. I like their tactics more than anything because they climb up over ships and like run people off of them to like feed the people below.
I love that. The thing I most love though is that they are free willed and rumored to be animated by the will of the god Nerol the Reaper. So, like, excuse me, Monstrous Manual Mitch? Like, what are you, doing? Okay, Nerol the Reaper, like, pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, and just that these guys are free will, like, these are intelligent zombies. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and they have tactics, like I just described. Like, they're limited, like, they can only be pretty close to water, but when the fog rolls in, well, guess what? Mm-hmm. You know, they start rolling in as well.
Yeah. The fog rolls deep. They roll deep. Yeah, they're good boys.
Pretty good.
I like them. I don't have a good joke to come to end on the zombie, the sea zombie. Like,
no,
zombies are a little too like tried and true.
Yeah, pretty much. So we should tell people what we're doing next season, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we should, real quick. This has been fun.
Yeah.
Now we've read the Monstrous Manual, except for I forgot to read Turtle Island. The only thing I really took from it is that they're easy to kill and that you should probably do it. Having read the Monsters Manual, this was very fun. Thanks everybody for supporting us on Patreon to achieve the stretch goal. Mm-hmm. And then also for listening, support the show. We're gonna take a break between seasons.
As of the time this comes out, it is sometime in the middle, it's like early February on the public feed. We are going to go away, but we're going to come back on the public feed in March.
Yes. Yeah. So it can take about a month off and we're going to do that to recharge. And then we're going to come back with the Shadowrun.
Shadowrun, the North American. I need to actually look up what this is called.
It is Paranormal Animals of North America, the Shadowrun book, which is much shorter. It is available online in PDF if you want to read along.
Yep. This is second edition Shadowrun.
Yes. Yeah. So that'll be a svelte few months as opposed to 2 years.
Yeah, and that's going to be the plan going forward, like unless we settle on something that's like amazing, like it's going to be a lot more fun I think for us to kind of jump around from setting to setting, maybe from system to system, like we're doing with Shadowrun.
I don't think there's anything quite as big as the second edition Monstrous Manual.
No,
like even the like third and fourth edition things like have more illustrations and more like charts and layouts and stuff and end up having fewer monsters in there. So it's gonna be real fun. You can get a preview of that if you listen to last year's Duck Bundle.
Yes. So do that at duckfeed.tv/store.
Yeah. And yeah, thanks everybody for joining us.
Thank you. And we look forward to having you back.
Umbasa.
Umbasa. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.